Your foundation's dug in Zion, your house is built in Sodom, and you wonder. Hi there, this is Duncan Bauer speaking from Johannesburg, South Africa on XK Talk. And I want to tell you guys that I finally arrived, or have I? Now, I'm featured this week in XK Watch, and you can check that out at www.xkwatch.com. And I must say, it worries me. Is there something wrong with me? Can I truly be XK if the XXs endorse me? Is my X slowly slipping and my Y beginning to show? Dear Lord, preserve me from W. Get it? W. Two guys? Okay. I'm sorry, I'm getting carried away. But seriously, folks, I've now even been accused of sounding too gay. You can look at one of the comments on my last post. I just love it. When my ex-lover of 7 years sent me into the wild blue yonder, he also accused me of not being gay to start with. That is after all the rude stuff I did with him for years. He never seemed to question it then, and I wondered about that. But anywho, one of the comments on the ex-gay side said, maybe I have been converted back to what I had been to start off with, straight. Sheesh, you just can't please all the people all of the time. So what am I? Not straight enough for the ex-gays and too gay for the straights. Well, this puts me in the position of having to defend my existing same-sex attractions to prove that I was once gay and deny my existing same-sex attractions to win credibility with the Christians so that they will want to start to change. Any other group out there want a piece of me? If things go on this way, I won't need anybody else. I will be so schizophrenic I could marry myself. But seriously, folks, another issue that came up is the fact that I had a problem with my dad and that I was involved with drugs and alcohol. Seems that this puts me into a particular category where that discounts my testimony because I was so messed up in the first place that I didn't know whether I was coming or going. Besides the fact that this makes me one sort of ex-gay, apparently not somebody whose conversion you could take seriously because I would have been messed up whether I was straight or gay. And I have to agree with that, by the way. And my life needed work in any case. Once again, I concur. But my motivation, in my opinion, does not take away from the fact that after converting to Christianity and away from homosexuality, I am a far more together person. And in my experience of 12 years in the gay community, this is the case with the majority of homosexuals. ? Once again, I will not apologize for believing, with good reason I might add, that active homosexuality is not biblical. As mentioned in my first podcast, Setting the Ex-Gay Scene, I don't base this on individual scriptures on homosexuality, but rather on what God says in the whole witness of scripture about his relationship with humankind, which is described only in heterosexual terms. So, are there two kinds of gays? One who is not true gay because the person could have turned out straight but due to environmental factors ended up gay, and another kind who is genetically predetermined to be gay and nothing can change that? Well, it might very well be. I can't say, and for that matter, none of the research to my knowledge can prove conclusively the existence of a gay gene or the converse, that homosexuality is not genetic. But as my good friend Mark Sutherland states in his book, Born Gay, So What? Even if we are born gay, it makes no difference. We live in a fallen world and our genes are prone to that same fallenness, and the sheer fact that we feel something is natural doesn't make it biblical. If that were the case, we would be doomed to behaviors which can only be described as antisocial, with no recourse but to live them out passively and the consequences be damned. And some do, and end up in jail or death row for their trouble. No, I have a son who has a completely unique genetic disorder. Do I believe that God made him like that? Possibly. But in an unfallen world, would Jethro have been like this? No, he would have been able to talk and walk and play like any other child and grow up and have kids and fulfill his potential like any other child. So what am I saying? Well, I'm saying this. The fact that homosexuality may be genetic doesn't absolve us of the responsibility in God's sight to work with that and fulfill our potential as reflections of God's image, which, if I'm to understand the full witness of Scripture, doesn't include homosexuality as an option. And in order to do that, we have to submit our sexuality, hetero as well as homosexual, to Him so He can shape us in His image. The diabetic doesn't passively submit to gangrene and blindness just because they were born with a gene for early onset diabetes. They change their diet, get exercise, and insulin, and manage their condition so as to be able to survive and live a productive life. Now, I know that this is offensive to those gays listening, and I'm sorry, but not repentant. It stinks, I know. that God would allow this, namely, that somebody should have to deny their nature to conform to his standards, is a hard call. It's a bitter pill to swallow. But like it or lump it, if you buy the package, you have to buy the whole one. And you cannot tailor it to suit yourself. Anyway, that's what I believe. And that is why I'm prepared to go through with this come hell or high water. And I hope those Christians amongst you will pray that I succeed. This is, in my opinion, not my truth, as somebody grudgingly admitted and graciously allowed me to own. It is the truth of the traditional church down the ages, and I choose not to reinvent the wheel to suit myself. So here's to all varieties of sin and brokenness. May they all alike perish in the light of the new self, the true self, looking like Jesus. So, this is goodbye from Duncan Bauer in Johannesburg, South Africa. And, well, I really hope you'll leave your comments. And, you know, I'd like to hear from you. It's interesting. It gives me more material to think about. Bless you.
Just let me see if I'm getting this right. Your foundation is dug in Zion. Your house is built in Sodom. And you wonder why you're...